This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 10th, 2025. Pass the Bill information and instructions are now available in Spanish. ARRL needs every licensed radio amateur in the United States to help pass the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. Instructions and a link to send your letters now to Congress are available at www.arrl.org/HOA. And to encourage U.S. hams who are native Spanish speakers to participate, ARRL has published information and instructions in Spanish. You can see all of the details at ARRL.org. Zoe Rodriguez, a teacher at the Raymond School in Franksville, Wisconsin, near Milwaukee, has been named the 2025 Carter Craigie N3AL Memorial Educator. Rodriguez serves as the Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics STEAM teacher, as well as the school's Technology Integrator and Library Media Specialist. She also started a club for 3 through 8th graders called Girls Who Code. She attended the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, TI, at ARRL headquarters from October 6th to the 9th, 2025. Rodriguez, who previously was a Fulbright scholar who taught English in Columbia, is currently participating in the Teacher Innovation Institute, a 2-year program from the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum. The Carter Craigie N3AO Memorial Educator of the Year program funds a seat at the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. It was created in 2024 through a generous endowment given by former ARRL President Kay Craigie, N3KN, in memory of her late husband Carter, who was also an avid radio amateur, first licensed in 1981. Rodriguez looks forward to taking what she learned at TI and sharing it with other teachers at the Raymond School. Not only will this support my teaching, but I will be able to support our general education teachers in integrating the concepts I learn and create more engagement in their curriculum, she said. The Federal Communications Commission has issued a notice of violation to Mike F. Conti of Naples, Florida, citing alleged rule violations related to unauthorized transmissions and refusal to allow station inspection. The FCC notice by the Regional Director, Region 1 Enforcement Bureau, was released on September 29, 2025, and includes that Conti holds an amateur radio service license KA2FPZ. According to the notice, FCC Enforcement Bureau agents from the New York Field Office conducted an investigation on March 17. 17th, 2025. Using direction-finding techniques, they located and monitored transmissions on 7.200 megahertz emanating from a residence owned by Conte in Brookfield, Connecticut, that appeared to be one-way broadcast originating from KA2FPZ. According to the FCC, Conte was pretending to speak with a station he identified as KB2VBO, a call sign not currently licensed to any radio amateur operator. In addition to the alleged unauthorized broadcasting, the FCC reported that agents are denied and were denied access to the residence in violation of the commission's rules. You can read more about the story at ARRL News. As part of the ARRL's Year of the Club, ARRL is hosting a club newsletter contest. The club newsletter can keep members informed of news and upcoming events and keep them interested between meetings and activities, teach them about ham radio skills and technology, or even make them laugh, remember, or set an operating goal. The sky is the limit. ARRL wants to see what your club does with the mix of information that can go into a newsletter. Enter the club newsletter contest for a chance to have your newsletter honored in QST. Here are the rules and requirements. The club newsletter contest is open to ARRL-affiliated clubs that have published a newsletter for at least 1 year. Submit PDF files of 1 year's worth of consecutively published issues, no gaps there, ending with your most recent issue. If your newsletter is monthly, submit 12 consecutive issues. If your newsletter is bi-monthly, submit 6 consecutive issues. And if your newsletter is quarterly, submit 4 consecutive issues. Publication dates may may span 2024, 2025, 2026 if necessary. Submissions must include a completed club newsletter contest submission form, which asks for information about your club and newsletter, as well as a 500-word statement on the purpose of your newsletter and how the newsletter's contents and design fulfill that purpose. Part of the judging process will include a comparison of these statements with the newsletter samples. Winners will be notified in May 2026 with awards presented at the Huntsville Ham Fest in August of 2026. Remember, the submission deadline is Friday, January 30th, 2026 at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. More details are available at ARRL.org. The ARRL Foundation is accepting grant applications from amateur radio organizations for eligible amateur radio-related projects and initiatives, particularly those focused on educating, licensing, and supporting amateur radio activities. To grow amateur radio's future, youth-based projects and initiatives are especially encouraged. The ARRL Foundation grants program accepts proposals on a cyclical three-times-a-year model in February, June, and October. Proposals for the October grant period are accepted now through October 31st. Awardees will be notified approximately 1 month after the closing of each of those cycles. More information is available, and a link to the grant application can be found at www.arrl.org/amateur-radio-grants. The Greater St. Louis Area Scouting Council will be active during this year's Jota Jotai event, and all stations will be on the air October 17th through the 19th, 2025. Jota Jotai, Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet, is the world's largest digital and amateur radio scout event promoting friendship and global citizenship. Tom Dougherty, N0TJD, Greater St. Louis Area Scouting STEM Radio Community Chairman, said they received an ARRL Foundation grant late last year for $21,865, which allowed for new amateur radio equipment to be installed at scout camps around the region. For the Jota Jotai event, scouts will have a total of 7 stations operating, HF, UHF, and VHF, and 1 portable HF station. In the Greater St. Louis Area Council, all science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM directors for each district, a total of 22 districts encompassing 27,000 scouts, have been promoting the event since early August. Jota Jotai is held on the third full weekend of October each year, coordinated by the World Organization of the Scout Movement, WOSM. For registration and all of the details, visit Jota Jotai 2025, a world shaped by youth. Colorado students spent some time last month bouncing their voices off the moon. On Saturday, September 27th, 2025, the Deep Space Exploration Society hosted their annual open house event, drawing around 65 excited visitors to the Filsner Radio Telescope and Science Center just south of Haswell, Colorado. Haswell is in an underserved southeastern portion of Colorado where school children don't have the kind of exposure to science as do students in the major cities like Denver and Colorado Springs. The Filsner Radio Telescope and Science Center is that exposure for them and more. The highlight was definitely the incredible 60-foot dish functioning flawlessly, and everybody loved hearing their voices bounce off the moon, said Paul Sobin, N0OT, president of the Deep Space Exploration Society. It was a thrilling experience for both kids and adults, and we even used the 23-centimeter wavelength amateur radio station to demonstrate how contact can be made with stations across the country in the United States, Hawaii, and Australia by bouncing them off the moon. Those attended agreed it was a fantastic day with perfect weather, filled with fun, learning, and community spirit. Haswell Mayor Michelle Nelson provided lunch for the event, and sales were so good there that a generous donation was made to the Carville High School 2026 graduating class. The New Jersey Knights of Columbus Amateur Radio Club, NJ2KC, will host a special event October 11th through the 13th, 2025, to celebrate the 233rd anniversary of Columbus Day. The event is scheduled for 0000 Zulu to 2359 Zulu, using 7.234, 14.234, 21.234, and 28.424 megahertz. The day was first celebrated in New York City on October 12, 1886. Today it's a federal holiday, recognized in some states as Indigenous Peoples Day. Bruce Page, KA5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The AMSAT symposium is about a week away. If you cannot attend and are interested in satellite operation, the symposium will be live streamed on the AMSAT YouTube channel. Topics starting Friday afternoon are Ascent Team Propulsion, Oscar to OS Tracks, Fox Plus Mechanical Layout and Design, Extending Command and Control for Golf, ARIS, Youth Initiative, and ARDC. Saturday will be CubeSat Sim, Bridging Orbit and Classroom using SatNogs and CubeSat Sim, a new use for Fox and MeSat 1 Whole Orbit Data Algorithm, Telemetry for Fox Plus and Golf CubeSats, Golf T Electrical Power Supply, Engineering Golf T Update, Fox Plus Update, followed by the Annual General Meeting. Do not forget, if you're in the area and need QSL cards checked for ARRL, Worked All States, VUCC, or DXCC, I can do that for you during the symposium. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport this week, on October 10th, the 10 International 10-10-Day Sprint, CW Phone and Digital. October 11th and 12th, the ARRL EME Contest, CW Phone and Digital there. October 11th and 12th as well, the Oceana DX Contest, CW. The Scandinavian Activity Contest, Single Sideband and Phone. The Nevada QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. The Arizona QSO Party, CW and Phone. Also on the 11th and 12th of October, the Pennsylvania QSO Party, CW and Phone, and the South Dakota QSO Party, CW and Phone there. And on October 12th, the UVA-ON Contest, 80-40 meters, that is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, October 10th through the 12th, Pacificon hosting the ARRL Pacific Division Convention in San Ramon, California. October 10th through the 11th, the Melbourne Hamfest hosting the ARRL Florida State Convention in Melbourne, Florida. October 10th and 11th as well, SparkCon hosting the ARRL Midwest Division Convention, that's in Sedalia, Missouri. And on October 11th, it's the North Star Radio Convention hosting the ARRL Minnesota State Convention, that's in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And remember to search the ARRL Hemfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Lake Simcoe Repeater Association in Ontario, Canada, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.